This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They say that music is the language of the soul.
Oh, sure.
Which, if you're in a relationship, might be alarming.
Why?
Well, there's a big show tonight with one of our sister stations, and some numbers we have is going to put something into focus.
What are they saying?
The show you'd love to go to
probably
isn't the concert your partner wants anything to do
with. My lady?
You hanging out in the break room, or it's just Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, tonight. Our sister station has a big event.
What is it?
WBE, the country station. They're having a Guitars and Stars concert. It's at the Auditorium Theater downtown.
Big old hootenanny.
That's right. Is that what is a hootenanny?
It's a country show. Hootenanny.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else would it be?
I don't know.
Country party.
I know that you don't know what you're talking about, so now I'm worried about what hootenanny
actually. Go down there and ask about a hootenanny.
Okay. So I believe there are still tickets available if you're interested in going to the show tonight, and there's a reason we bring this up.
What is it?
Based on a study we have in front of us, we know who are going to be at this show.
Oh, all right.
The ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Country music is by far the most popular genre for women in America right now, right? Ladies love them some tight jeans, some cowboy hats, and songs about farm heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
Try that in a small town. Meanwhile, if we look at the male side, they overwhelmingly prefer classic rock.
Okay.
Then comes rock. Then comes pop music. Then on fourth, all the way down the list, there's country.
Yeah.
Now, that's not to say there aren't guys who like country music, but statistically, the odds that you and your romantic partner have the same show that you would love to be at are almost zero.
Damn.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, there may be some crossover that
you... I was going to say, but does that mean you don't enjoy... It doesn't mean you can't enjoy it, or does it just mean, like, it's not your first choice?
It's the second one.
Okay. You're getting dragged.
You got it. Well, no.
You kind of are if it's not your music and you wouldn't be there.
Yeah.
That's why they go. That's why so many groups of women go to these shows because the old men don't want
to
go.
All right, so let me put it this way to try and clear it up. All right, 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Are there any shows that you and your spouse, partner, whoever, would love to go
love
to together? And I want to be clear. I don't mean a show you'd be fine going to.
Yeah.
I don't even mean a show like, oh, maybe I'd be interested.
We're fans.
In. Yes, I mean a show where both of you would be over the moon excited to be at, because there is a difference between being interested in seeing a band live and then those butterflies that you get anticipating what you're about to experience.
Yeah, like y'all in sync.
Exactly. No, I'm not really an in sync.
Yeah, me neither.
And they don't tour with Justin Timberlake anymore.
No.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Do you and your wife have a band that you would both be over the moon to see?
We have zero.
Not a single one.
Tastes. Our tastes are completely opposite in music.
So there's not even a show you'd enjoy that you would
like. I'd be excited to go to, like, oh, I want to go to this too.
Not even like, oh, I'm interested in seeing this.
No.
Not one.
No, and I don't think she would want to actually go to any of my shows.
Well, yeah, your shows suck. Hey, you want to go see Jake Flamadamin doing the Snugglehorn?
Oh, your mom's on stage?
Okay, might as well be. Might as well be.
Oh, I hear she sounds good since they put a new reed in her.
The amount of awful jazz shows I had to go sit with you for free alcohol. God, was it even worth it?
Yo, you drank like it was worth it.
You weren't even paying for it.
You were drinking like you were going out to war.
I had to drink to tolerate the music we were listening to. Yeah, you got to listen to the notes he doesn't play. I could do that at home. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Do you and your husband have a dream show you'd both love to be at?
Well, I think we went to, I mean, there was, when we saw Paul McCartney, I would say we were both pretty equally excited about that one. But that's kind of like a timeless show where you're, it's almost beyond the music, like you're just seeing like a living legend.
I get what you're saying.
But I would say most of the time when we go to concerts, it's more my husband's, like I enjoy it. But I wouldn't probably go out of my way to go to some of the shows that we've been to if it wasn't for my husband.
Because your husband's a big Deadhead.
Yep.
He also loves every musician that wears a hat that looks like a cowboy hat, but it's not. It's like a flat brim all the way around. You know what I mean? Yeah. The artist is very pale.
Like, I kind of let him take the lead on that because, like, I just, for me personally, like, I probably wouldn't go to a ton of shows.
But didn't you go to some girl trip shows?
Yeah, like, I saw Beyonce in Toronto with a couple of my friends. Like, that was a girl show. Not that he wouldn't enjoy it. It was just more of like
ain't fitting in with his big self.
What are you talking about?
Again, like, it was just more driven by me and my friends.
There are. Unless they're guards.
There are a ton of big men at Beyonce.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She kills in the big men department.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. No, but, like, I mean, Kimmy, your husband's a Deadhead.
Yes.
Which is completely different from Beyonce, man.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
But music is completely different. That's about as opposite as it gets.
Right. But I think my husband does like a wide
Beyonce
range
or
of music.
Pig
as we're having,
who's dead, by the way?
He died with him and Kurt Vonnegut. No, damn it, Kurt Lightfoot kill each other.
They couldn't get that damn hatch open when one guy was stoned.
Shut up. So as we're having this discussion, I'm coming to the realization: my wife and I also don't have a single group. Like, we've gone to concerts together, and we've both enjoyed it, but one of us was going for the
other.
Yeah,
that's the way it usually works.
You know what I mean?
When any relationship I've been with, I never liked their music.
Like, have you, but I will say, like, even if one leads you to the concert, do you end up becoming a fan? Has there been a point where you ended up becoming a fan of somebody because of the show they put on?
Not where I listened to it afterwards.
Okay.
But
I
mean, I've been blown away by the talent and the show.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not that I even like the music, but, like, I go, man, that's one hell of a production you're watching up there. Well, right? It just blows you away.
You went to see Toby Keith?
Toby Keith's show was amazing. I'm not a big fan of Toby Keith, but that show was.
Yeah.
You could not watch.
But not enough.
And the crowd watching on top of that was priceless.
But to Pat's point, it wasn't enough, though, where you continued to listen to Toby Keith outside of the show.
But I think there's a difference between, like, I really like this music, and I can appreciate
the talent
in the show that's here, right?
Yeah, the musicians,
252-WCMF, 252-9263. With the Guitars and Stars show for our sister station WBEE tonight, there's a study that showed up earlier this week that said overwhelmingly in America, country music is the most popular genre for women. Like, head and shoulders above.
Yeah.
But when it comes to men, it goes classic rock, then pop, and then country music, meaning that the odds are you and your wife do not have a show that you would both love to go to, unless you're Larry. He's on CMF. Hey, Larry, how are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
What up?
So, me and my wife love the same kind of music. We, a couple years ago, we went all the way out to Albany to see one of our favorite bands play. We went to Darien Lake a couple years ago also to see Slipknot. So, I mean...
Did you say Slipknot?
Iowa's Best.
Yes.
Wait, your wife likes Slipknot.
Maybe they bonded over that initially.
I would be scared to date any woman that likes Slipknot.
You should be scared.
But if you
didn't
also
they wear like stinky masks and smear feces on each other?
No, you're
not making this
now,
up.
Now you're confusing Guar and Slipknot.
No,
Guar,
Slipknot had the stinky masks and they put feces on each other.
We like the same music. We're actually.
I don't want to know what you do in the sack, bro. Hope you bring some handy wipes.
We're looking to get tickets to go see Disturbed.
Bro, this is a weirdo.
Okay, hold.
This is a guy I'm going to see on Channel 8.
Why are you telling you his experience?
I can't wait to see you on Channel 8.
If you're into Slipknot and Disturbed and bands like that, yes, you would be drawn to a woman who is also into that. Why would that be strange?
You were whack, bro.
Okay.
You're an adult watching that stuff.
You go listen to guys that kill themselves in heroin overdoses all the time.
Their feces doesn't show up till they die.
Okay. So, Larry, do you find... So that's a bond for you guys. Like, that brings you two together.
Yeah, we love our heavy metal music.
Okay. Is there something that she likes that is totally out of left field from what she's normally into that you just do not understand?
She likes listening to that pop crap, but
that pop crap.
But, I mean, she doesn't want it. She doesn't want to go to any concerts or anything.
Okay.
She, like, once in a while, I'll catch her on the pop channels once a blue moon, but when we're together, it's all all the same kind of music we listen to.
All right, well, Larry, thanks for the call, buddy. I really appreciate it. I mean, no, there are couples that will meet just over that love of that specific band.
Okay, all right.
But unless that happens,
which is rare.
Yes, I mean, it's not going to be there. Although Andrew writes us on Instagram.
What's Andrew saying?
Andrew writes it. What, you doing Elvis now?
That's when music was music, buddy.
Andrew writes, wife and I saw Tom Petty a few months ago before he passed. Great show. She also bought me tickets to my favorite band for my birthday. She proceeded to get passed out drunk halfway through the show. All right, so if you and your spouse do not share the same passion for your favorite band, is that a problem?
No.
So there aren't things, you don't need to have music in common with your spouse.
No, I mean...
Only saying that because that would doom your marriage?
Yes. I mean, you don't even have the same taste in all the foods, right?
Yeah.
Your wife probably learned certain foods you don't like, and you probably eat your different meals.
Yeah. No, true.
Like, you don't even eat the same meals that your kids eat at night. Well, you eat a completely separate meal from your family.
I would like to eat dino nuggets.
But you can't.
No, I cannot do that. No, here's the thing.
It's not going to break you up.
Look, I think food is different. I think sports are different. I think movies are different because music speaks to your soul. Mm-hmm. And you can tell a lot about someone based on their favorite genre of music and their favorite artist. Because, like, let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, if someone is a dyed-in-the-wool country music fan, what does that say about them?
They're a female. They're
narrowed it down.
Okay, Kibby. Good. That was a good one. That was good.
All right.
Kibby, if someone's a dyed-in-the-wool country music fan, what does that say about them?
I see that, like, it's a lot of, like... kind of romance.
Okay, so they're a romantic person.
Kind of like a romantic, but there's always like a love song in there. Songs about like, you know, being a kid and having fun. Like they seem like a more positive, upbeat person.
But it's geared towards women.
Okay. Well, I mean, look, it's most popular with women.
Yes.
There are some country music that's geared towards men.
But a lot of those artists are the older artists, I'm guessing.
I mean,
like the Toby Keith and the Keith Urbans and those cats, which are the older set. The younger guys coming up seem to be mostly driven and marketed towards women.
Look, I would love to argue with you. I'm naive to the world of country music, so I don't
know. My wife listens to it nonstop.
Okay. When it comes to classic rock...
It's for men.
Okay, but here's the thing. Classic rock has such a wide gap of style and artistry, right? Like, there's a massive difference between a band like Rush and a band like Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Right? Like, a fan of Rush and a fan of Motley Crue are two very different people, yet they fall under the same category.
But they mostly draw men.
Classic rock. Okay. Well, no, I mean, there are Van Halen.
Mostly a male-driven audience.
You think so?
Yeah. I remember when we used to do those shows.
Okay.
It was a sausage.
Bon Jovi?
Bon Jovi for Italian girls.
No, I mean, like...
Only easy Italian girls like Bon Jovi, and then it's men.
Like, I mean, if you talk...
But Bon Jovi's more poppy.
If you talk Bon Jovi, if you talk The Crew, if you talk Van Halen, if you talk some of those hair bands, I mean, there were women that were really into those groups.
And they're really embarrassed of those pictures, though.
Oh, for God's sakes, man. I mean, I would make the argument... It is weird that we can have these relationships where you have nothing musically in common... Yet that music is so very important to you and the person that you are.
I mean, it may be linked to your childhood, high school, stuff like that, maybe. You know, like if you both grew up in that genre of music at that time, maybe.
But can't you make the argument if you don't appreciate and understand the music that I enjoy, you don't understand who I am?
Man, you're not. Okay, if you're that deep of like a musicologist, but most people are casual music fans.
You listen to music without words. You sit in a bar by yourself.
So he doesn't have to feel,
wish I was
Pat.
There now.
Okay, no, I wish you were there also. I mean, Kimmy, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, there's music that you love that speaks to you. It gives
like,
you goosebumps.
There are times when, like, you know, all of a sudden
when
my
husband...
When
has she ever had goosebumps?
There are times.
She prays every night. To the booby gods.
For God's sakes, we got it.
He's deflecting right now. See, he doesn't feel anything, and that's his biggest issue. there are times when my husband will all of a sudden play this song that doesn't fit with his norm.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, like kind of like a slower, sentimental song, and I always wonder, like, oh, I wonder why he likes this. It makes me curious to know, like, how he rotated that in when it doesn't fit among the rest. So I always assume it's got to be some connection he feels to the lyrics in this song. I don't know.
My wife will openly mock songs that make me feel warm inside.
I get it.
And it bothers the hell out of me. We've been going with deep cuts all
day. Like, does she tell you it's just corny or something?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Yeah. So there is a... All right, could you just try and pull this up real quick?
Yeah. Okay.
Luther Vandross, A House Is Not a Home.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, great tune.
You're familiar. It's one of my...
Great R&B.
One of my favorite songs of all time. And there's just something about the way he sings that song that it just gets me.
Well, that's what Luther does.
Yeah, all right. So, like, there'll be times where I'm driving around and with the family, and I'm just like, I'm going to put it on. And I'll put it on, and she will openly make fun of me because I can't help myself. I'm into it. If you want to start playing,
I am surprised that your wife, being a black woman, doesn't like Luther.
What do you mean?
Well, he's a smooth soul singer.
Mm-hmm.
His audience are black people.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, you're weird.
Why? Oh, really?
Yeah, because you like
Queen. I'm weird
because
I like black artists?
No, I think you're weird because you like Queen. You like very offbeat things.
Queen is a very operatic. You can make
I don't think many loud Irishmen and never shut up.
Van Morrison is
like,
one of the...
Like soul music.
Van Morrison is blue-eyed soul, man.
Yeah.
What is
I never bought into that blue-eyed soul. Basically, they ripped off the black band.
Yeah, okay. Sure. But that's every artist ever that's ever done music. You just did Elvis, stupid. Do we have it, Kimmy?
Never mind.
No, forget about it.
I don't think Steve can play that.
She's not a home. No, but like, yeah. I will get into it, and my wife will laugh at me. And it really bothers me. It really bothers me.
All right.
Because it means something.
I understand.
It's my soul,
man. It touches you a little bit.
Yes. We have Facebook messages coming in. We're talking about how, based on these numbers, the odds that you and your wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, whoever, want to go to the same show. We're excited about the same concert. Almost zero. Trey writes us, my wife and I have the same favorite music. We love pop punk. Our favorite band is Blink-182, and that's what brought us together in college. We've been married 9 years, and we travel to see those kinds of shows as our anniversary and birthday presents.
Okay. Man, you travel to see Blink-182? What a waste.
They're actually
huge. They're huge.
I don't get it.
Yeah, really hard to get tickets for. You're going to have to pay for those.
It does seem, Kimmy, pop punk might be one of the few genres where men and women of a certain age, like that was.
Grew up together.
Yes.
Yeah.
When we were in high school.
Like middle school, high school. It was a phase.
Everyone was into it. And they sang like this. It's a song.
But it is interesting. Like, maybe there are a few bands, too, that you stuck with. But I don't know a lot of people that, like, that's what they still listen to. And it's like that genre
like
only.
Like heavy rotation.
I'll say this. My Chemical Romance announced earlier this week they're going back on tour.
Yeah, like there were a couple big bands around that time that still have a pretty large following.
But that blew up social media yesterday. Yeah. I was unaware that
Because of the Chemicals. You got to be careful.
I didn't know they were big enough for some of the arenas they're playing in.
That's what I meant. We're just going to ignore you because you don't know what you're talking about.
I know these bands.
We have never played My Chemical Romance.
I know the name.
On WCMF.
On the old show, we played Everything Everybody Hated.
He's getting mad because we're doing to him what he does to me every day.
What?
I know
but your
the
stuff
name.
Don't matter.
I know the name.
What,
yes.
You're trying to compare Blink-182 to Mike effing Wallace?
I'm just saying, don't get all mad because you didn't know who Mike M.
You went to college.
Blink-182 had way more of a cultural impact than Mike Wallace.
Are you kidding me?
This is my serious face.
You think Mike Wallace?
Welcome to 60 Minutes. We got it.
I'm done with both of you.
252. By the way, Mike Wallace and the lead singer from Blink-182 kind of sound the same. 252 to same up. We'll take one more call. We've been talking to a couple of dudes. Kimmy does not get the same excitement for the music her husband does. Yeah. She has. Let's see if Jess does. She's on CMF. Hey, Jess, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
I really think that being able to connect with your partner over music is really important. I mean, I feel like when a song hits you and, like, you know, it just means so much to you and, like, if someone isn't into that band, sometimes it just either they're talking through it or like you're like, did you hear that part? Like they're not feeling it the same way that you are.
So Jess, what's your favorite type of music?
White boy reggae.
Okay, that is
white.
It.
That's
boy
very specific.
Reggae.
So she's a big Modest Yahoo fan, is what she's saying.
Yeah, so my favorite band would be Bumpin' Uglies, and I've dragged.
Oh, Tommy knows them.
Yeah, I was with Pat's mom last night.
No, I was doing the joke.
We were doing reggae all night.
I was doing it. It was my joke. Sorry, Jess, and what's your husband?
Banging.
Boyfriend, husband? What's
banging Pat's mom all night.
For God's sakes, are you doing the dead?
Bob Marley.
Shut up.
I'm doing the Wailers.
Not even close to the Wailers. Jess, your boyfriend, your husband, what's his favorite genre of music?
Metal.
Metal. Oh,
so,
wow.
Wow, those are two
like
very different.
Too. Yeah, I like metal, too. We bond over that. But, like, when I want to listen to reggae and... You know, unfortunately for him, you know, I've probably dragged him to just maybe too many shows that he's like, I'm sick of it.
Well, here's the thing about reggae. It's the same song every time.
It's jam band music.
No, it's not. Boom,
boom. It goes on forever.
My wife loves reggae, Jess. My wife loves reggae. Her dad's from the island. It's every song I've ever heard.
I feel like it's fighting words when you tell somebody that their music all sounds the same. No. As somebody who's married to a deadhead,
yeah,
no, he gets very upset when I say that.
Same music. She's going to make fun of Luther, and she wants to play me the same reggae song 15 times back to back to back. Jess, but so does that affect your relationship or no?
No, because he'll still go to the shows, like, for me and stuff. And like, right now, there's a Bump and Ugly show coming up November 20th.
Oh, slow down. I want to write this down.
Why are you being
things
such
I
a
don't
dick?
Want to do this
why
one.
Why are you being such a dick?
Bump and Uglies. What are they going to be?
What? When?
Where? What are they going to be playing?
Where's the band going to be?
She understands reggae. She can understand my mumble mouth.
And then December 5th, they'll be playing in Buffalo. And but it's usually I'm going to both. You know, I know they're only
awesome. Part,
but you know, for him, he was like, it's been almost a year since the last time I seen him, so he's like, I can go to another one by now. But there was a little while where I was like following them from like every month. I was seeing them again and again.
This shit's
I'm
a
like,
nut,
you're in
man.
Ohio. It's only four. It's
Ohio.
Only 4 hours away.
I'm gonna go to Ohio to see a bar
Shut
band.
Up. He's stroking out right now.
You're gonna drive to Ohio to see bumping idiots.
Wow. Jess, I'm super late. I gotta go, but thanks for the call. I don't get you, man.
I know.
Like
you're so mad.
We make fun of his jazz one time, and he just lashes out.
But
to
this,
everybody.
But this makes the cut.
Look, I don't like it either, but I can appreciate.
She
something.
Can't even name
I will
a bar
say,
I
like,
recognized.
No matter what your significant other's favorite genre of music is, it would be hard. I'm guessing it's hard if they're an extreme fan of anything. It's going to wear
on
your partner.
Yeah, marry any extremist. Would
whether or not you like the music that they listen to, like if they're just constantly listening to the same stuff or going to see the same shows.
No, I hear you.
It would
like
be hard.
Painful Discharge, man. I saw him in Ohio. It was awesome.
Okay,
I saw him in the woods.
I need a timeout from this guy. Let's take a break.
It was called Anal Mountain Jam. It was awesome.
Wait, it was based on your experience at military school?
It was loosely based on some of my memoirs.
Loosely with an exclamation point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We all like to think we have James Bond-like instinct.
Oh.
But you don't know until you're in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Movies we love will make us think we know exactly what to do. However.
Pull a move.
Yeah. One wrong move.
Yeah.
And things can get real bad real fast.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The story went down in Batavia.
Mm-hmm.
A 30-year-old man from the city of Rochester was arrested after police say he followed a car around the city of Batavia and tried to force it off the road.
Okay.
Now, those are all the details we have. Mm-hmm. We don't know why. We don't know what led to the allegations. We don't know what, if anything, the person being followed did to end up in this situation.
All right.
We do know the suspect was charged with reckless endangerment, harassment, and criminal mischief. And they'll have a court date to answer for the charges.
Mm.
Thankfully, this isn't something that people have to deal with on a regular basis, right? Like, in fact, 98% of us will never deal with a person chasing us around, trying to run us off the road through an entire city. But that doesn't mean we don't think we'd know exactly what to do if this were to happen to us. Kidding.
Yeah.
You're driving around. You see a car following you.
Yeah.
They start to try to run you off the road.
Yeah.
But you're still driving.
Right.
What do you do? What do you do?
I don't know, because I don't want to pull over. I don't want this person to get out. I don't want, you know, like a face-to-face interaction with this person.
Good call. All right.
So I guess I would just keep trying to go and, like, lose them, like, get in, go in a different direction.
You're going to shake them.
Not shake them, but, like, you know, get off at the nearest exit, make a turn, like, just keep, you know, changing directions until maybe they stop following me.
So shake them.
Mm.
All right. All right. So Kimmy's going to try.
I don't know.
Kimmy's going to try and shake them.
Yeah.
I mean,
all right. Tommy?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I'm going to look for the first alley to pull into. Okay. Now, hopefully in that alley, two gentlemen are going to be trying to move a big plate glass window, or there'll be a cart full of vegetables I'm going to have to navigate around, plus a truck. And that's going to be my diversion to pull off in the other direction to make it home.
It's a very complicated situation. Mm-hmm. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because Kimmy's right. If you stop, you don't know how dangerous this person is.
Yes.
And it could get really bad.
And you don't want to go home and have them pull into your driveway.
Bingo.
Just keep driving.
Bingo. That's the going to home would be the biggest mistake. Because, if they know where you live, they can come back anytime they wanted to. But every second you are on the road, the chances increase that this person is going to try and run you off. So what is the smart play? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I love how, Kimmy, you go with the whole, I'm going to lose them.
Well, I'm thinking even if I decide to, you know, call the cops in that moment, which you should, it's still going to be a while before they find you, I mean, or track you down, because, again, I don't want to stop moving my car.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Any evasive maneuvers you make to try and shake this person could also hurt you really bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
God forbid you make a wrong turn, you run through a light, somebody's not paying attention, and boom, now you're in a car accident. So either you're hurt, you've hurt somebody else, or you're now in an accident where that person can get out of the car and do whatever they wanted to do to you. So you could, Tommy.
What's that?
Go to a public place with a lot of people.
Okay, like a mall or a big store
area.
That's
assuming, though, somebody's going to jump in and help you if something goes wrong.
I mean, there would be witnesses.
Yeah, but I also don't want to get beat up.
Okay, in front of a bunch of other people. Good call. I mean, it doesn't guarantee that that person isn't going to, like, stop doing what they're trying to do.
Okay, so it had to be a big commercial area.
So like a Wegmans parking lot.
Perfect.
Okay, but again,
a lot of cameras.
Okay, but again, the cameras.
But that guy may not care to your point.
Exactly. The cameras don't help you from being beaten in the moment.
True.
But you
probably got shopping to do anyway when it's all said and done.
How long do you think it would take for you to call the cops from your cell phone if you were in this situation?
How long?
Yeah.
As long as it would take me to dial.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Because that's the first thing I'm doing.
If you look at this story, it says that this person was followed all around the city of Batavia.
Yeah.
Which gives us the impression that they waited a little while before they called the cops.
Okay.
And you also have to keep this in mind.
What's that?
Now, we don't know what, if anything, this person in the story, the victim, did to have this person follow them around and try and run them off the road.
Mm-hmm.
But if you did something, cut them off, said something, made a gesture, you also may not want to call the cops, thinking you could also be in trouble.
Well, yeah, I don't think you would be in trouble because you didn't initiate the violence.
Okay. You sure?
Well, what would you be in trouble for?
Look,
at that point, I would think you're beyond worried about getting in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you're overestimating the embarrassment some people would feel what I did was I told him to go F his mother and then he started following. Because you would look like a pretty big idiot.
Yeah.
I'm actually the reason I'm in this situation right now.
You set the spark.
Exactly. Which, again, I guess it's not against the law to tell a guy to go F his own mother.
Yeah.
But, you know, he wouldn't be trying to run you off the road had you not did that. And again, not that that happened here.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Mitchell's got it.
Mitchell?
Mitchell has figured it out, again, coming off the story in Batavia. A person from the city of Rochester allegedly followed someone around the city of Batavia, tried to run them off the road. They've been arrested, charged with a whole bunch of stuff. But what do you do, Tommy? What do you do? Mitch, what do you do?
Here's what you got to do. You got GPS on your phone, right?
Yeah, I got it.
It takes you everywhere.
Yeah.
You got to keep track of where the police units are, or where the all the police are, and you pull into there.
So you go to
That's
a police station. Okay.
Yeah. You pull into the station, that guy's going to leave you alone. He's not going to fool around. There's a bunch of guys around with guns, and they'll take him out. And then you follow it up with that. I don't care what happened or anything like that. You solve that in court. You don't solve it on the road, or you're going to get in trouble.
All right. So what you're saying, Mitchell, is you're a soft boy? You're going to let someone else handle your heavy lifting there, Mitchell?
Cut it out.
You're done? Are you done?
Don't you question my manhood.
Mitchell, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Right. 252-WCMF. How dare you question my manhood when I go running to someone to help me? Which is a smart thing to do. Yes. It's just funny to hear such a tough voice. Here's what you do. You go to the cops.
Right to the police station.
Let's talk to Connor. Hey, Connor. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How's it going, guys?
Good, bud. What do you got?
So it's funny. Tommy just said what my mom actually did once. She had somebody following her in Greece. They were, you know, flipping her off, doing the whole shebang. And she decided, you know, since they wouldn't stop following her, that she was just going to pull into the police station. And as soon as she turned into the police station, those people stopped following her. So,
okay, I mean, that is a good idea. All right, so Connor, let me ask you this. What did your mother do that led to the incident?
Head Connor.
I'll talk to your son. I hate you so much.
Your high-talking son?
Well, she probably cut somebody off, if I had to guess, with my mom, how she drives.
All right. Is your mother a bad driver?
No, she's really good, but, you know, she's determined is a good word.
Okay. So I get it's your mom. I can appreciate the respect. She's an aggressive jerk driver, Connor?
Yeah. Probably where I get it from.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Let me ask you this.
Right.
Let's say Connor. Connor cuts you off, you cut off Connor. He's all mad at you now. He's following you. Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Get back here right now. I'm going to run you off the road. I swear to God. Come here.
Is that how I sound?
A little bit. No, Connor,
you kind of sound like that, hey, Connor. You know what I'm saying?
And here's the thing. I'm dealing with mic issues today, too. So we're all going through this, Connor. We're all going through it.
You're a little nasally. Well,
at least it's hump day.
Connor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Nasally boy.
I don't think Connor likes this
very much. Not
very much. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about the story out in Batavia. A guy, 30 years old, from the city of Rochester, was arrested after police say he followed a car around the city of Batavia and tried to force it off the road. We don't know why it happened, but everybody listening to this show, based on movies they've seen back in the day, thinks they would know exactly what to do in this situation. All right, we heard from Kimmy. Kimmy says she's going to try evasive maneuvers. Tommy, you said you're going to drive through two plate glass windows and
in a tight alley.
You got it. Okay. Yeah. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on CMF. What's up?
Morning. I'd call 911 and ask to be pulled over, that I'm having an emergency.
Okay.
And hope and tell them that the guy behind me needs to get pulled over, too.
Okay. Let me tell you something. Guy behind me needs to get pulled over. But, all right, Chris, do you think, are you worried about how long it would take for that? Because, I mean, every second that the cops aren't finding
it took like a few minutes. It's still a long time.
No. No, I'd explain. I'd tell them this is a real emergency. I need someone right now.
Oh, so they'll even go quickler when you say
quickler.
One of the worst Batman villains, it's the quickler.
It's realer.
Step on it.
All right, Chris, let's say that cops are not an option. Just for some reason, it's not going to happen. Other than calling 911, which is the right thing to do, what's your move then?
Call my husband.
Oh, what's he going to do?
He's at work.
He's going to kick your... What if this guy's bigger than your husband?
And what if he doesn't love you? He's been lying his whole time.
Hey, it's been 41 years. I think we're past that point.
Okay,
he, 41 years, he is not helping you. He's literally going to be on dating apps. It's our time now.
Chris.
Okay, have a good day.
Call my husband.
Chris. There goes Chris.
What a waste of a call.
By the way...
I agree. If your wife called you, it would be a waste of a call.
5 miles away.
No, but here's the thing, man. Let's say that did happen. My wife calls me. There's some man following me, right?
Yeah.
I would try to sneakily, because I got to go, right? I guess you got to go.
You're trying to be.
But I'm going to sneakily try and get her to tell me what the purse, how big the guy looks in the car behind her.
Can you
and what are you
going to
do with your car? Now that we have three cars, we have a car train of a disaster now that the cops have to deal with.
No, but let's say she pulls off into a parking lot. I'm there with her and the guy gets out of the car, right?
Yeah.
I want to be prepared for what I'm walking into.
Okay.
But I don't want my wife to think that I'm going to be intimidated by the potential size.
What if it's a woman?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I'm out. Good luck, honey.
Yeah, you can't do anything.
Yeah, no, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, it almost complicates it even more.
Well, you can call 911 and say, this is an actual emergency. You have to get here quickler. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. Okay, so yesterday this guy called and said that he almost was killed in a motorcycle accident.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he really broke it down.
Today he's got this story.
All right.
Hey, Victor, maybe getting on the road is a bad idea for you, period.
Hey, this was back in 91. I had this guy chasing me and trying to run me off the road, and so I ended up having to drive to the police station.
Did you actually? So police station is the answer then?
Well, in all fairness, he was chasing me because I threw a burning bear into his driveway that he had given to my girlfriend, but that's neither here nor there.
Time out. Time out from the
totally
story.
Totally different scenario.
Time out. Okay.
Did you say burning bear?
So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here. He gave a bear to your girlfriend as like a romantic gift.
Yes.
How old were you at this point?
20, probably 20.
Okay.
Right. 19 or 20.
And to show him that she was not available, you set the bear on fire.
Burning bear.
And threw it in one of the worst concerts in California.
I believe Bumpin' Uglies opened that show.
Victor, you threw a burning bear he gave as a gift to your girlfriend into his driveway.
Yeah, as he was outside working on his car, I said, hey, is your name? I can't remember his name. And I said,
probably
goes,
Chet.
Yeah, I threw the bear, burning bear onto a sidewalk in front of his house.
And then you drove to the...
Yeah, I didn't know why to chase me down. I got to agree with you.
Okay.
And then he drove to the police station.
Shake that! Who's a tough guy now? Now you got a charred bear and you're wasting gas on the way to the police station.
Took the push trail all the way to the cop house.
Took the push trail to the cop house. Victor, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. He set the bear.
Is this the consequences of my own actions?
Seriously. I took the push trail to the cop house is something that has to come. We got to figure out a way to use it. Right. We can't let that gem just go. If you're listening to this show and you want to be the best listener of all time.
Maybe they can sing it tonight at Guitars and Stars.
All right, let's take a break. This Bills-Chiefs matchup this weekend has two teams with two phenomenal records.
Yeah.
The Chiefs, as we know, are undefeated. They are 9-0. Your Buffalo Bills? Two losses early on in the season, but sitting at 8-2. This will only be the fifth time in NFL history where two teams with at least 8 wins will play each other before week 11.
Oh, wow.
Fifth time in NFL history.
Damn.
Yes. So, the last time it happened was in 2018 when the 9-1 Rams beat the 9-1 Chiefs 54-51.
Damn.
And I'm sure if you're a football fan, you remember that game. It was just back and forth all night long.
I would think, yeah.
So, I got some good news for you.
What's the good news?
If you need a Bills win this weekend, history says it's coming. Because in the other four matchups where you had two at least 8-win teams in Week 11, the home team won every single game.
Oh, really?
They are undefeated.
So they swept.
4-0 so far.
Okay.
The Bills looking to make it 5-0 this weekend. I mean, this game does feel big.
Well, the networks are playing it up that way.
CBS will be broadcasting live from Orchard Park on Sunday.
Very cool.
And, I mean, not just for potential playoff seeding, which is here, bragging rights, which is always important with the Chiefs, but tell me if I'm wrong.
What's
this game have a potential changing of the guard feel to you guys?
Mm. Are you going to flip the script on Kansas City?
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. It's not like the Bills haven't beaten Kansas City in the regular season before.
2-0 the last two.
That's what I mean. So I don't know if it quite feels like, I think even if the Bills win this game, sure, it's a huge win, but does it... Do you feel like anything's changed yet?
Here's what I mean.
What's that?
So the Chiefs have yet to lose a game.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, they don't look too...
They're not blowing people away.
And they don't look as close to as good as they've looked in the past.
They're not putting up the numbers they used to.
They're
getting old and slow.
And they're winning games by the skin of their ass. Like, the Chiefs right now could very easily be 6-3, 5-4. And I understand the Bills could also have two more losses. That being said, finding a way to win is the most valuable trait an NFL team can have.
Yeah.
The Chiefs have that down. It just feels like one of those things where... People look at the Chiefs and see them as unbreakable.
Mm.
And if the Bills manage to go and dissolve that illusion this weekend, it means more than beating a 2-3 lost Chiefs team in the past couple of years. No?
Maybe.
Am I wrong?
For me, no. I don't think that win necessarily means that, you know, the Bills are going to be the more dominant team.
Yeah, but you're always negative about the Bills. Yeah.
Well, but because I'm just going based off them in the past. They've beat the Chiefs in these amazing games in the regular season, and then the Chiefs flip the script in the postseason, you know?
But they're going slower. They've got a lot more distractions now, the Chiefs. They're major stars. Two of their stars' homes got broken into on game day this weekend. Both their mansions got
What is that?
Bust it into. That's a lot going on in your mind right now.
Okay, okay.
A lot going on. Do you want to leave town after your house got broken into?
I feel like the Chiefs.
And you got top security and your house still got busted?
I feel like the Chiefs are used to massive distractions. Let's not forget the biggest pop star in the world attends their games on a regular basis.
I think it's
They've had a lot of off-field issues.
But it's been going down.
Coach alone.
You got to admit, it's going down.
By the way, it is expected that Taylor Swift will be at this Bills game on Sunday. She has shows in Toronto. The rumor was the NFL scheduled this game at this time, so Taylor Swift could be in Buffalo.
But think of the biggest night she ever had doing that stadium stuff was the night she was in Buffalo. I mean, you had the brother with the shirt off handing the kid into the
Kelsey.
Into the,
yeah,
I mean, come on, that was like the biggest night. Of
no, my, sure, yeah. sure, sure.
It was hysterical to watch.
It was awesome, except for the whole ending of the game
right,
part.
Right. Yeah.
That sucked. So, like,
this is good.
Well, it's good and it's not.
Why do you do this?
Well, no, I'm
of course
just
I want to see
all the
Bills.
Stars lined up.
I mean, it would be awesome for the Bills to ruin their perfect record they have going.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be amazing. I just don't know if that if it makes me any more confident than if they potentially face them again in the
playoff. If they get a dominant win? Not in like one of these close shootouts, but if they really control the game on Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see that happening, but yes.
But that happens.
Yes. Look, I think any win is a script flipping,
right.
You know what I'm saying,
right.
Situation. But yeah, dominant win, yes, I feel huge, but I don't think that's going to happen because here's the problem.
Right.
As we talk about, again, this Bills-Chiefs game on Sunday will only be the fifth time in modern NFL history where two teams with eight wins play each other before week 11. All four other matchups, the home team won. What hurts the Bills now? Injuries are killing them.
Yeah. For the receivers.
No Keon Coleman for this game for sure. We don't know about Amari Cooper. That would be huge if he's out. We're also waiting to hear on tight end Dalton Kincaid's knee. McDermott was we'll see how it goes this week. The strangest thing you're going to hear all day.
What's that?
So this week we found out that the Bills are opening the 21-day window to bring back all-world linebacker Matt Milano.
Oh.
He will not play this week, but it looks like he'll be back after the bye. And Matt Milano is a game changer. However, Kimmy, believe it or not, this will be the third straight game the Bills play the Chiefs where Matt Milano is hurt.
He
didn't play the regular season last year
because
he had a broken leg. Well, they're 1-1 in those two games.
Oh. They have a factor.
The Bills win that playoff game with Matt Milano in Orchard Park. I'm confident of it.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that replaced him had come off his couch 2 weeks earlier.
That's true.
How the Chiefs get the luck of facing the Bills without their best defensive player for three straight games is mind-blowing.
I do worry about Matt Milano though in the way that like I think everybody thinks he's going to come back and just be the dominant force he was, and there's no guarantee that happens, you know what I mean? Like the Bills could be better off right now and it could take him some time to get back to it.
So here's why you're wrong.
Okay. All right, let me know.
Okay. Look,
I mean, he's been off the field now for almost two seasons.
Any other human being, I would agree with you.
Yeah.
But Matt Milano is not a human being. He's a robot with biceps the size of a baby's
head. Half a bicep now.
Okay, well, yeah, that's got to break your ladies' hearts, right?
Yeah, I would think.
Because he ripped his bicep, and that's going to look weird.
Can they build that back up, though?
I don't know.
I honestly have no idea how
I've seen dudes with torn biceps afterwards.
I'm sure you have.
Do they deflate?
It's not so much a deflate.
That didn't.
The only show where a man laughs at his own joke.
Silent.
Can't even get the words out. I hope you're dying.
Me too.
I hope you're dying.
Take me now, Lord.
All right. So, Bills Chiefs Sunday 4:25. Everything's lining up.
All right. I'm feeling good. I'm excited. This is like my favorite time. It's all lining up.
I hate this game.
Yeah,
I hate this game so much.
Your favorite happy hour game.
Oh man, nice.
Man, that traffic getting out of the stadium on Sunday is going to be a nightmare.
Good luck,
it's worth
everybody.
Is it? Well, I gotta
watch. You're gonna go see like the game of the month.
No, it's gonna be the game of the. I mean, knock on wood. It's the game of the year. They're planning.
Yeah.
It's always the game of the year.
And, but this is gonna get so much national attention beforehand.
Sure,
it already has.
Yeah, I mean, we're already there, man. And it's funny too, because like, what does it matter to you, right?
Like, I like watching it on TV.
The energy in the stadium is what you feel. I've been fortunate enough to go to the last two Bills Chiefs games, the regular season game in Kansas City last year, and then the playoff game that they lost at Orchard Park. And I gotta tell you, man. I've been, you know how many pro sporting events I've been
to.
The electricity in these games is indescribable.
I like the electricity in my house with the warmth.
Okay.
And the cocktail.
You are such a bitch.
I don't need these pee-stained jerks behind me running their goddamn criminal mouths all afternoon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.